You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for episode 73 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good.
You okay?
I haven't been sleeping well.
Oh.
And it's just been weird. But so I started taking, for years I've taken Benadryl.
Right.
Did you ever hear back from Adam?
About Benadryl being
Yeah, we mentioned that.
I don't know. I don't think I've heard from him yet.
But I take, basically, I've been taking like 100 milligrams of Benadryl every night.
And I'm pretty sure that's a horrible thing to do.
Well, I don't know.
Well, Adam will let us know.
So, Adam, please text us, let us know.
He's the show nurse.
He's the show nurse. He's the nurse in real life.
Yeah, but he's also the show nurse.
All my medical knowledge comes from him directly.
Yeah.
I don't even go to the doctor.
Yeah. I just go to the prescription counter, and I just show them Adam's Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy is obviously a nurse.
Yeah.
And he told me to get this.
Like, oh, okay.
Usually that works.
Yeah.
So.
So the Benadryl, I don't know, it's just maybe not effective anymore.
Hmm.
So I started... In addition to the Benadryl,
In
addition to the Benadryl, I've been adding melatonin.
Okay.
Which is a naturally produced thing that your body does to help you sleep.
Okay.
So they sell over-the-counter melatonin. So I've been taking like 10 or 15 milligrams of that every night. I don't know what the ratio should be for any of this stuff because I've just self-prescribed everything.
Of course.
But when I take the melatonin, I have crazy dreams.
Right.
Crazy dreams. Like... It's fun because it's
sure.
crazy.
Yeah.
Last night, I just had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that it was very random. I was in a conversation, like at some type of train station or bus station or subway station
mm-hmm.
with Scott Van Pelt's cousin.
Okay.
And which I don't know. I don't know Scott Van Pelt. I don't know his cousin.
Sure. Not that you know of.
No, not that I know of. But in this dream, it was Scott Van Pelt's cousin. And we were talking conspiracy theory stuff.
So you had a dream, like normal people would have a dream where they're talking to a famous person.
Yeah.
You, in your dream, you're talking to a quasi-celebrity's cousin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a TV personality's cousin.
Okay. And that's it.
Well, the conspiracy theory. So, I mean, you know, we were talking about like everything.
Yeah.
Moon landings and...
Uh-huh.
You know, aliens and Bigfoot and UFO. Yeah. And like, and I remember his cousin, and I don't remember his name. In my dream, I think it might have been Tim. I don't even know if he has a cousin.
I don't know
in real life.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be his, it could be like, it might not share his last name.
Right.
We don't know. I think his name was Tim in my dream.
Okay.
But it was Scott Van Pelt's cousin.
Scott Van Pelt's cousin.
And in the dream, he told me, he goes, "Now, you can't tell anybody
mm-hmm.
that I'm talking like this."
Yeah.
"Because I don't want people to know that I think these things."
Right.
You know, yeah. Like he was trying to keep it.
Doesn't want to embarrass his cousin.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. What a guy.
You know.
Hmm.
It was a weird dream.
Well, Scott Van Pelt's cousin, if you listen to the show, call in and we'll talk conspiracy theories with you.
Yeah.
Or Scott Van Pelt, if you listen to the show.
Yeah.
Call in.
Or at least confirm that you have a cousin named Tim.
Because
if he does, I've had other dreams with things that were probably real, I think, somehow.
Yeah.
Like, I've told this story before, but if you haven't ever heard the story, because I've told it a year and a half ago, I had a dream with Mel Kiper.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And Mel Kiper, multiple people, Mel Kiper in one dream, and then I had another dream with John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
No, not John Harbaugh. Who was the coach of Baltimore before Harbaugh?
Oh, Brian Billick.
Brian Billick came to me in a dream one time.
Yeah. So I remember that.
I just have dreams with these like celebrities, and I think somehow they come to me in their dream state. I would be curious if they had dreams.
Where they're meeting a random bearded bald dude.
Yeah.
In their dream.
Talking conspiracy theories.
Sure. Okay.
I think it stems from my Netflix suggestion from last week or 2 weeks ago, which was a conspiracy theory thing.
Yeah.
I got a text from Joe couple days later.
Yeah.
He goes, so what's your theory on JFK?
Yeah. Uh-oh. You've gotten Joe going down the rabbit hole?
I've got Joe going down the rabbit hole. Shirtless Joe. No. So he was texting me, and so I gave him my theory.
Yeah, which, of course.
It's not a theory. It's basically the truth.
All right.
That
here we go.
The people in charge of the money is a private institution, Federal Reserve.
Follow the money. That's what I always
do. We're not on the gold standard anymore. Yeah. And Kennedy wanted to change the whole system and get back to...
Greenspan had something to say about that.
Yes.
Something. I don't know.
So basically, it's a big banking scheme.
Okay.
That took care of Kennedy. I'm convinced of it.
Sure. No, that's I've seen JFK, you know.
With Costner.
With Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know all about it.
I love the conspiracy theories.
I know you do. All right. So every week on this episode, we do our Netflix suggestion of the week.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
Jason, what is your suggestion?
My suggestion for this week is Vikings Unearthed. So there's a PBS...
You don't have to explain it to me. I watched it last week.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Uh-huh.
PBS has a bunch of stuff that recently released on Netflix. So obviously they've signed some type of deal or contract, but...
Enjoy it now while their funding still lasts.
Don't get political.
Sorry.
I don't know why you have to do that.
Yeah.
It's commonly accepted that Christopher Columbus discovered America.
Okay.
I mean, it was until, you know, in recent years or recent decade or so that probably Columbus was not the first. No. That the Vikings were here long before Christopher Columbus.
And also before Columbus, the Chinese were here. Did you know that?
No.
I started reading this book at Barnes & Noble. Because I'll go to Barnes & Noble and start reading one of their books and then put it back on the shelf.
Yeah. Like one does.
Yeah, as you do. And there was, you know, drink a Starbucks coffee as I do it, spill a little bit on it, whatever. It's something for the next person to find. And anyway, the book was called 1432, The Year China Discovered America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And China sailed around the world in 1432.
Really?
1432.
So Magellan was not the first.
No, the Chinese did it.
Wow.
Because we even know that the Chinese were in Italy, and they came from that. They were like
they came from America, went to Italy.
Yeah, they came from China to America.
Well, constantly they would go around Africa and traded with Europe.
Yeah.
You know, like that way through India.
But this time they came from the other way.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, they
went through the Magellan Strait.
Sure, but the Vikings could have been there before the Chinese.
Oh, no, the Vikings were there in like 1100, 1200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had settlements. Right. Like they didn't just stop here. They like... Some of them moved here.
Yeah. Well, where do you think the Minnesota Vikings came from?
I love stuff like that. Uh-huh. I just do. We're both documentary guys.
Yeah. No, I really like that one because they have a satellite now that can get an image on an area. And not only can it get a really good it like somehow can see underneath the crust and can tell you what was underneath. And so they could basically look under the ground,
right?
And they could find all this old stuff,
old settlements
from a satellite.
Yeah,
pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, they don't have to just dig randomly.
Yeah,
they can search for it through the satellite pictures and find something.
Yeah.
So that's my Netflix suggestion of the week: Vikings Unearthed.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I watched it myself, and it was really good. So I think last week, my Netflix suggestion was another Hitler documentary.
Yes.
If I'm remembering correctly. This week, all right, my Netflix suggestion of the week is going to be Chef's Table. Have you watched that?
No.
It's a Netflix original. It's called Chef's Table, and it highlights a specific chef around the world and then kind of talks about his process, so on and so forth. And I've only started watching one, but it's about this guy in Australia. He's from New Zealand. He's a Kiwi, okay, as they say. And he's from Australia.
Is his name Curtis?
I don't think so. No, okay. I don't think it's Curtis. And he moved to Australia and took over the head chef position at a failing restaurant called Attica. It's okay. Kind of – it's in Melbourne, I think. It's kind of out – it's apparently in a bad – not a bad neighborhood, but not a neighborhood where you would like think like this is this great restaurant here. And now it's ranked as the 32nd best restaurant in the world.
That's impressive.
Called Attica.
Yeah.
And when he took it over, it was they were $150,000 in debt.
Yeah.
And they were just about ready to close.
Yeah.
And now he's brought it to this like amazing restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's just like him talking about his process and how he grew up and so on and so forth. And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So
I like stuff like that.
Chef's Table. That's the only one I've seen so far.
It's more highlighting the chef and the process rather than the food.
Yeah, I mean, it does talk – there's obviously a good amount about the food and how what he makes and stuff. But it's mostly about the chef. And if I understand the show correctly, and I think I do, every episode just – is completely standalone.
I get
And you. So it just takes one chef at a time all around the world.
The truth is I've been watching a lot of Food Network.
Yeah.
Like probably more Food Network than sports.
Okay.
And I've been eating a lot too.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this,
but I just don't know how to. I don't know how to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm an addict. I'm addicted to Food Network.
Uh huh.
And I'm addicted to food.
Well, I think everybody in a way is addicted to food. Like you have to eat in order to live.
Yeah, but you don't have to eat like 11 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
I had a bagel. I had mashed potato, like scalloped potatoes, cheesy scalloped potatoes.
This is all at 11?
Uh-huh, and some ham.
Okay.
Because we're watching Food Network, and I'm starving. I'm not really hungry, but like I just want something good.
Yeah, sure.
And I didn't have any chips in the house, which is why I went for the cereal. I did dry Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Gross.
It was my version of chips, because I didn't have any chips.
Yeah.
But that didn't hit the spot.
No.
So I had to move on.
We went to the savory.
I went to the scalloped potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And that was good. You know, high in carbs. It felt good. Comfort food.
Yeah.
But it just didn't hit the spot. So then I went with the ham.
Well, if you've downloaded this episode or are listening to it, and you saw the title said MLB preview.
Yeah.
Right now, you might be angry. You know? you might be confused.
Yeah.
You might have shut it off already.
Yeah.
You said, these guys aren't going to talk about baseball at all.
But we are.
We are. In a little bit. Give us a minute. All right. We are going to do our MLB preview. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through division by division, and we are going to tell you who is going to win every single division. And it's going to be spot on. All right? Do you want to start American League or National League?
Okay. Would you call yourself more of an American League fan or more of a National League fan?
National League.
Okay. So let's go with American.
Okay.
Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I'm a National League guy.
I mean, I like baseball. I like what they do in the American League, too.
I love it. I love both.
Whatever they're doing over there in the American League, I love it.
Don't you have to be, if you're a baseball guy, don't you have to be one or the other?
I think
American
so.
American or National? Yeah. You can't be both.
Yeah. And if you like, if you like baseball, then you're a National League guy.
If you're a purist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's cute what they're doing over there in the American League, you know, and that they're calling it baseball. Yeah. But
there's a guy at my church calls the American League like the softball division.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know.
Yeah. The truth is there's more talent, I think, on that side. But I don't know. We're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
All right, so let's go AL. We'll end with the East because that's usually very interesting. So let's go AL West. Let's start off with the AL West. To me, this is easy. Who do you got in the AL West?
I'm going to say Houston's going to make a huge jump this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I got Houston.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They last year they finished third in their division with 84 wins overall, but they've been on the climb in recent years. It wasn't that long ago. Houston was the worst team in baseball. I think through, you know, obviously the draft and free agency and their minor league system and all stuff, they have made some serious improvements on that team.
Yeah, Jose Altuve. Yeah, they're very good.
So, yeah, let's go Houston first. You know, I think the Rangers will take
You want to go?
Well, I thought we were just going to do that.
I thought we were going to pick division winners.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, let's just pick division winners.
Okay, then, yeah.
Unless you feel like there's somebody else in that.
I mean, the Rangers are okay. I think the Angels are going to be better this year.
Yeah. You know? I hope the Angels are going to be better. I love Mike Trout.
Yeah.
I feel bad that he's been stuck on this team for the last few years. It just stinks.
Yeah.
So hopefully the Angels will be better. But I think the Astros are the class of that division for sure.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to take a step forward. Like you said, they 84 games. I mean, last year the Rangers won 95 games. The Mariners, out of nowhere, did really well. I mean, I thought they were supposed to stink. So anyway, but I have the Astros winning that division for sure.
Okay, that's good.
All right, so AL Central.
AL Central. Cleveland has gotten better.
I think Cleveland's gotten better.
They were really good last year, and they've gotten better. And I think Encarnacion, being a Reds fan, I wanted to keep him.
Yeah.
I was upset when he left Cincinnati, but he's gotten better since he's left.
Yeah.
He was really good in Toronto.
Yeah. I was
adding an extra bat to that lineup is huge.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely huge. And Brantley wasn't healthy.
Right,
was out last year during the playoffs,
right.
So it makes it even better. Obviously, there's going to be injuries. There always are. So it's what are the injuries and how does it affect you? I was listening to Joe Posnanski, who now works for the MLB Network, and he said, in his opinion, right now, that if they had a draft where they put all of the players in the league in a pool and the GMs got to pick.
Right.
He said the first pick would be Mike Trout.
Yeah.
And the second pick would be Francisco Lindor.
Yeah. He's young.
Yeah.
And he's good.
Right.
And a key spot. Mm-hmm. Shortstop, right? I mean, that's your quarterback of the team.
And I think Francona is the best manager in baseball.
I think he has to be.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Madden.
Yeah, I never say it's Joe Madden, but I mean, that team, I feel
he did really well in Tampa.
Yeah, I know he did well in Tampa.
Tampa was not a great
team. Joe Madden's great. I mean, anybody that says he's not, yeah, of course he is. But if I had to pick one guy right now, I'd pick Francona.
From Pete Rose. I mean, that's an obvious.
To be your manager?
Yeah, I would have Pete Rose all day long as my manager.
He's a train wreck.
I love Pete Rose.
Well, I like Pete Rose too, but I don't want him managing my baseball team.
I do.
Okay.
He's a competitor.
All right, so we've got Astros, Indians. What do you got in the AL East? The AL East is very interesting to me this year. Like, the Yankees could win this division.
I don't think so.
They're better than you think they are.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the Red Sox are going to win 100 games.
Yeah. Well, if I had a gun-to-my-head situation, right, I'm picking the Red Sox. I think that they're the best team in this division. But there's no reason that the Yankees should have been over 500 last year based upon not only their team, but then they made a bunch of trades and got worse. But then they still kept on winning. I don't understand how the Yankees do this. Talk about good managers. Joe Girardi, I think – some people don't think so. I think Joe Girardi is an excellent manager. So I'm not saying the Yankees are going to win the division, but I think they're going to surprise some people this year.
So, and I think the Blue Jays aren't bad.
No, I think the Blue Jays are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that whole division, the Rays are obviously down, and they're probably going to be down for a while. I'm of the opinion that you should take the Rays out of baseball, along with the Marlins.
And the Rockies?
Yeah, and the Rockies.
Diamondbacks.
And the Diamondbacks. and the Nationals should move back to Montreal.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That will never happen.
No.
I mean, none of that stuff will ever
happen. None of it will happen.
To take teams away, I don't... I mean, they would really have to be failing as a league.
Yeah, which they're not. Actually, they're like making more money than they've ever made before.
Right. I kind of wish they never would have added those teams.
I totally wish they wouldn't have added those teams.
Yeah.
That's the Rays, the Marlins, the
Rockies
and the Diamondbacks. That's four teams with 20 pitchers on each team.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah, that's 80 pitchers in the league that should not be in the league, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
Oh, well. All right, so that's that. Do you want to pick a wild card? There should be two wild cards. You want to pick a wild card?
Well, there's like a play-in wild card, right?
We'll just do one wild card. How does that work?
I don't...
It's changed so much over the last few years. You'd think I'd know it.
Okay, we'll just pick one wild card.
Yeah, we'll just pick the one wild card.
The next best team that will make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to come out of the AL East.
Orioles, Blue Jays.
You just said the Yankees were going to be really good.
I know, but this is what we're agreeing on. It seemed like you agreed with me.
I'm going to say the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless you want to go Angels in the West.
No, I don't. I just don't know how good they're going to be.
Well, they were sub 500 last year. They were not.
Best player in baseball, and hopefully they'll get better. But
yeah, they're not going to make that big of a jump.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. So National League, we will start. National League, let's start in the East in the National League. All right, so NL East.
To me, this is a no-brainer.
The Nationals?
Nationals, yeah. All day long.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. The Marlins did better than they kind of trailed off than I thought they were going to do last year. The Phillies and the Braves stink, obviously.
Yeah.
The Mets, I don't know what to think about the Mets. But, yeah, the Nationals, I mean, they could win the World Series next year.
Well, Tim Tebow plays for the Mets now.
Oh, wait a minute. Back that train up. Train? I don't know.
The Mets could win this thing.
With Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
As batting their cleanup. Right fielder?
Right fielder, cleanup, uh-huh. And then occasional, like, starting pitcher and closer.
I think, like, a long reliever. Like, you bring him in the sixth, if like, Noah Syndergaard is struggling, and you bring Tebow in the sixth, and he just closes it out for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why that should
I don't
work.
Know why I overlooked that. So let me just write the New York Mets. I think we'll probably stick with the Nationals. All right, our division, the NL Central, how many games are the Reds going to win by this year?
They are so bad.
They might be the worst team in baseball.
I think they are the worst team in baseball. They were bad last year, and they got worse.
They were bad last year, and they got worse.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They traded. Well, here's the thing. Maybe long term, they're getting better.
Yeah, I think they should trade Votto at this point. Why are you holding on to him?
Because they're trying to sell tickets. You trade Votto, and like, what else you got? Billy Hamilton?
I don't care.
Is he drawing people to the ballpark?
I don't care.
Votto is a fan favorite. People love Votto.
I am not more or less likely to go to a game because of Votto. If I want to go to a Reds game, I'm going to go to a Reds game. Just because Votto's there or he's not. I'm a Reds fan.
But we're baseball people.
Yeah, I'm a Reds fan, and I want... Do you think anybody out there is like, I don't really love baseball, but I love Joey Votto so much, I want to go watch him play first base and hit four times.
Yeah,
it's not like basketball.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think that's the
dump it. Get
perspective
what you can.
Of the team where it's like we can't trade all of our stars.
Yeah, I don't
we need
care.
One.
I don't feel that way. Trade them. Get well, prospects.
Yeah. No, I agree. I would trade Billy Hamilton too.
So you're telling me you don't think the Reds are going to win the NL Central? That's what I'm hearing.
No, they will finish last, guaranteed, without a doubt.
So I'm just writing in the Cubs now.
Yeah, there's no reason to think that the Cubs shouldn't win that division. They won over 100 games last year.
Right.
Won World Series. They're going to win again.
So far we've only picked one team that didn't win their division last year. It's probably not going to happen that way. That all of the division winners...
I don't know. These teams are so good.
Yeah.
I this year, I think, might be the year where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. It's not always a worst-to-first situation.
Okay. So so the Cubs and the NL Central.
I mean, here's the thing. That NL Central, I think, apart from the AL East,
yeah,
might be the toughest division.
Well,
the Cardinals are really, really good. The Pirates are pretty daggone good.
Yeah.
And the Brewers, although their record doesn't prove it, I think the Brewers are better than what most people think.
Yeah. That's a tough division
to win. It's a very tough division. If you're a team like the Reds, it's an impossible division.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no way.
No.
I mean, you're a decade from winning that.
Yeah, I think best case scenario for the Reds, like if I'm being optimistic, in a decade they win that division.
If everything goes right.
If everything goes right.
And the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Pirates all fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, so NL West. And I mean, because I'm going to pick the Dodgers in the NL West.
Yeah.
I think the Dodgers are going to go to the World Series.
Yeah, they've gotten better. Yeah. So we basically had every team
except
for Houston. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is what it is. I can't, if I'm being honest, that's what I have
Here's the thing. It's impossible to know looking at preseason baseball.
Right. There's injuries and all sorts of stuff.
It's preseason baseball.
Yeah.
You don't know what all of our knowledge comes from last year's baseball season.
Right.
So last year's baseball season, these were the good teams.
Yeah.
And we're looking at like the free agent moves and you know, Boston got a little bit better. Cleveland got a little bit better.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. That makes perfect sense. All right, so who would be your wild card out of the National League that will guarantee a wild card?
Guaranteed wild card spot. I'm going to say Cardinals.
Yeah, I would say Cardinals or Giants would be my two picks.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
That's a good one. Both of our wild card picks are birds.
Huh.
The Blue Jays and the Cardinals. Now, if we did a mascot challenge, picking only the mascots, there's not a lot of strong mascots. Like, who would win the NL East? The Nationals, the Mets, the Marlins, the Phillies, and the Braves? I guess the Braves? Or the Nationals already proved they beat the Braves in the Revolution?
No. Oh, well, yeah.
There's not really any strong. The Giants, I guess, are the strongest.
The Giants, holy cow! Unless it's a David and Goliath situation.
Yeah, the Dodgers are tough because it's like you can't ever touch them.
They're dodging all the punches.
Yeah, so it's like they never win a fight, but you can never quite get your.
You know, they're named from the
Trolley Dodgers.
Trolley Dodgers. Yes. Yeah, that's great.
I've watched the Ken Burns documentary a couple times.
I'm just saying, not everybody has. Poisonous spider or poisonous snake, the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty good.
I mean, one bite on the heel, you're dead.
I just
the Angels.
Okay.
Supernatural force.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Scott Van Pelt's cousin would agree with me that the Angels could probably win the whole thing.
Yeah.
In a mascot challenge.
I don't know what an Astro is.
It's a star.
Is it? I think they called them the Astros because they played in the Astrodome. I really think so.
I
think the Astrodome was named first, and then Houston moved there. Like, the team relocated from wherever they relocated from, and they called them the Astros. But I could be wrong about that.
So, obviously, like, one of the worst teams would be either the Red Sox or the White Sox, right?
I mean, it's just a pair of socks laying on the ground. I mean, even the Blue Jays could beat that.
Yeah.
Any bird
would beat a sock all day long.
All day long. I mean, I guess if, like, the bird like somehow choked on it or something.
Yeah.
You know, but
bird died from choking on a sock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Angels versus the Giants in a mascot challenge.
The Angels versus the Giants. Yeah, I think that's probably true. And Angels win because they're supernatural.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, there you go. Break that down real quick. All right. Now, what's your we're going to go AL and NL MVP. Who's your AL MVP, and then who's your NL MVP?
Okay, let's
see here. So just as a point of reference, last year the AL MVP was Mike Trout, followed by Mookie Betts and Jose Altuve. Now, if we think that the Astros are going to get better than Jose Altuve, you know, his points would go up. I think you pick Mike Trout because I think he's the best player in baseball. I think he should have won the MVP for last 5 years in a row, and he wasn't, because it's like you got to give it to somebody else. It's like, what are you going to do? But
who was it last year in the
AL? Was Mike Trout, and then Mookie Betts and Jose Altuve
for the American League?
Yeah.
I
mean, unless you think somebody else is going to come along that is going to have a better year than they did last year.
I don't know. I'm okay with that.
Well, with
Miguel Cabrera?
Yeah, I think he's kind of done with the huge statistical years.
Yeah. Could a Francisco Lindor do it? He doesn't have the home run numbers.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't have the power, but he's so good.
He's got art. You know, he's going to have the ribbies and some stolen bases.
If he has a really great...
He's batting like .330.
Yeah, if he has a really... He'll have a really great year with his gloves. So if he's a Gold Glove winner, and yeah, if he could bat like .330 and get a decent amount of RBIs, and yeah.
It's probably going to be Trout.
It's going to be Trout.
Yeah.
Okay. You're trying to talk yourself out of it.
I'm trying to find any other, because I feel like everything we're picking is just based off of last year.
I think Mike Trout is the best baseball player
ever.
Since Willie Mays. I do.
No, no.
I do think
Stop.
He's finished top two MVP for the last 5 years, and he should have been MVP for all the 5 years.
You think Mike Trout's better than Barry Bonds?
Yeah. Overall, no, I think he's not wrong. A better hitter than Barry Bonds.
You think Mike Trout's better than Ken Griffey Jr.?
All right. Junior in his prime.
Like, I could keep going. Here's the thing.
Give me another one, because I...
There's a lot of players between now and Willie Mays. A lot of players.
Roberto Clemente would be one, I guess, I'd mention. I actually think Mike Trout is that good. I think he is Willie Mays. I think he is Mickey Mantle. I think he is all of those guys.
Yeah, let's give it a couple years.
Okay.
There's always guys that...
It's been a couple of years, by the way.
Let's give it a couple more.
All right, we'll give it a couple more. Trust me, he's going to keep on getting better.
Okay, so that's our American League?
I think if he played for a team that was in the playoffs every year, you would agree with me. I think it's out of sight, out of mind.
We definitely have an East Coast bias. There's no doubt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch the Angels. They're playing midnight, 1 o'clock in the
if
morning.
If Mike Trout had been playing for the Red Sox for the last 6 years,
yeah,
I think everybody would – I think it would be universally agreed how good he is. I think it's too bad. All right, so NL MVP. Last year it was Chris Bryant, kind of in a runaway.
I'm going to go Bryce Harper.
You think so?
Yes, I think this is the year. I really, really do.
He had a down year last year, the year before.
I know.
Okay.
The Nationals are going to be better this year. They're going to be better.
Yeah.
And Bryce Harper is going to bat 320. He's going to have, 35, 40 home runs. He's going to have over 100 RBIs. He's going to have 25, 30 stolen bases.
Yeah.
I think he's going to put up big numbers this year.
Okay. I hope you're right, because
I like Bryce Harper.
I want him to be good.
If Bryce Harper's good, that means baseball is good.
Yeah. All right, so Cy Young, AL, Cy Young winner. I have who I think it's going to be.
He's National League. Matt Scherzer.
Max Scherzer?
Oh, that's National League. What am I looking at?
Yeah, AL, Cy Young.
Corey Kluber.
I say no. I mean, I know he's good, and he could probably be in the voting. I say it's Chris Sale.
Yeah, you're right.
I think he's really good, and I've heard some interviews with him, and he's talking about how like the atmosphere is so much better here, and how relaxed he is, and now he's going to be on a team that gives him some run support, so his wins will be up. I think it's Chris Sale.
Justin Verlander's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's, I think, on the tail end. Last year, it was kind of surprising what he did. He kind of came out of nowhere. So, last year in the voting, Verlander actually got the most first-place votes. The voting last year, Rick Porcello got 8 first-place votes, 18 second, and 2 third-place votes. And his total points was 137, which gave him the win. But Verlander got 14 first-place votes to Rick Porcello's 8, but he only got 2 second-place votes to Rick Porcello's 18. So that's where the separation was. So a lot of guys thought that Verlander was the best, but I think that there's kind of an old guard. I think Verlander's an old kind of pitcher, an old style of pitcher. People like him. So
there's always the baseball season is so long.
Yeah.
There's always injury things and
yeah.
It just things could change.
Yeah. So last but not least, well then we're going to do the World Series, but who do you have as the
Clayton Kershaw.
It's Clayton Kershaw, right?
No doubt.
I think he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yes.
He's the best pitcher in baseball since
Nolan Ryan. Since Cy Young himself.
Since the great Cy Young. They're going to change the name of the award from the Cy Young Award to the Clayton Kershaw Award. Yeah, it's Clayton Kershaw. I agree. All right, so who do you have in the World Series?
Do I have to pick from the teams that won the divisions?
Well, I would think so.
I kind of am rooting for a rematch of last year.
That would be fun.
I would like to see the Indians beat the Cubs in the World Series. That's what I'm rooting for.
Like, if the Indians beat the Red Sox in the World Series, it wouldn't mean I mean, that's not the Red Sox. I'm sorry. If the Indians beat the Dodgers in the World Series, it wouldn't be quite the same.
Yeah, it'd be okay.
It'd still be winning the World Series. But you kind of want to go back and beat the team that beat you.
Yeah. And I think the Cubs... Well, the Cubs and the Red Sox are probably considered the two best teams.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the Indians are right there.
Yeah, some people would...
I think the Cubs and the Red Sox are considered the best two teams.
I'd say so, probably. Yeah.
So, you know, you want to beat the best.
Yeah.
Cleveland wants to beat the Red Sox in the AL division. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, ALDS or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they want to go up against the Cubs in the World Series.
Well, is that what you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Red Sox or the Cubs.
We'll separate here.
Okay. National League. Cubs.
You give me your pick, and then I'll do my pick. And then
National League, the Cubs will come out.
Okay, so you have the Cubs, and who do you have them play? The Indians?
Yeah.
Okay. And who do you have winning?
Indians.
The Indians winning. All right. I have the Dodgers against the Red Sox.
Okay. I would like that. I mean, apart from I want the Indians to win, it would make my household a lot better.
I have the Dodgers and the Red Sox, and I have the Dodgers winning.
Okay.
So, everything else we agreed on, but this now we can go at the end of the year and see how wrong both of us were. I'm sure none of our teams will be in it at all. So, all right, there you go. That's everything you need to know about the 2017 Major League Baseball season. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.